Good morning, church. Are we all breathing today?
Amen.
We are all here. So let's stand, let's open in prayer, and let's begin to sing. Father, we thank you once again that we have the opportunity to gather together. And we have songs to sing here this morning that magnify and lift up the name of Jesus. And so, Father, through your Holy Spirit, who you inspired men and women to write this, today we're going to offer up our praise to you. And as we do, Father, we ask that you would just simply meet us here as you do every single week with your Holy Spirit, that we wouldn't just do this in our own power, that you would come and meet us and amplify it. And as we come to you in the way that you want us to come, in spirit and in truth, and this we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
March to the tune of a love song, singing the King's Jubilee. Anointed to enter the hell gate, anointed to set captives free. We lift up our banner of worship, and Jesus our champion we praise. An army of worshipers stands by his side, baptized in his fire, revealing his glorious light. We lift up a shout. As a warrior who's mighty and able to save, we lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We lift up a shout, a victory shout, for we've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our mouth. And we've declared war in the name of the Lord. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth. We've laid down our lives that the triumph of Christ may resound in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen indeed.
It's setting me free, this very hour.
Find that in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and verse 32. Think about those streets of gold, huh? They're kind of shabby compared to what it's going to be in heaven.
By His word. Empty praise, thou mine inheritance.
treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven sun. Heart of mine own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Indeed, be our vision, Lord. Song, the only limits that God has are the limits that we place upon Him. Those are the only limits that He has. If we say or think that He cannot do something, then He will abide by that. But if we imagine and think for a second that there is nothing that is impossible, that He is able to do anything and everything that He wants to do, then that is within our power. Whatever we limit God to, that's what He's going to do. Amen. Let's sing this.
God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than more than able to handle. Jesus, Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. Turn your thoughts upon Jesus. lost in that rapture above.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. And let us today look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, the same thing is happening with us as we look unto Jesus, as we stay focused on him. No matter what we may be going through, tribulations, circumstances, we know that the joy that was set before us as well. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We endure the circumstances. We will endure the tribulations, knowing, O Lord, that, O Lord, you have set, O Lord, something wonderful before us. Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Oh, let us today offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually. Continually, the fruit of our lips giving thanks. The fruit of our lips giving thanks unto his name. For his loving kindness is better than life, and our lips shall praise him. Our lips shall praise him. Thus shall we bless the Lord while we live. We shall lift up our hands unto thy name. Our soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And our mouth shall praise thee, O Lord, with joyful lips. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. We pray today, O Lord, that you do a mighty work in us. A mighty and deep work on us. Help us to walk in spirit and in truth. Let us walk in the supernatural. Oh, let us move out of the ordinary and let us move into the extraordinary. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, and do things that we never thought possible before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us the victory. Let our eyes stay focused on you. Let our mind be upon you. And you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for we trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Let the God of peace and consolation grant us to be like-minded one to another, according to Christ Jesus, that we may, with one mouth and one mind, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us therefore receive one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us be affectionate one to another and with brotherly love in honor, honoring one another, loving one another. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Father. Be not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, distributing to the necessities of the saints, and given to hospitality. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we can lean on you, we can trust in you, we can have confidence in you, and you will never let us down. You're never gonna leave us. You're never gonna forsake us. And we wanna thank you today that, O Lord, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And we wanna thank you and praise you, Lord, for a mighty victory in this body of believers. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you and thank you, Lord, for moving in the midst of us in a mighty way today. Thank you for anointing the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him, O Lord, joy and peace in his heart. And we pray, Father, that you give him the power, you give him the anointing, we give him, O Lord, the freedom to preach and let the word, oh, penetrate us today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you today for victory, O Lord. We thank you for a mighty victory. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint everyone that gives a testimony. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let it be a glorious day. And let your name be glorified in every area of this ministry. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, as we are about to receive this offering. Paul, as he was in Thessalonica, he spoke to Philippians, and he said, oh, no, in the beginning of the gospel, while I was living in Macedonia, no church communicated with me as giving and receiving by you only. You only. And once, more than once, you sent for my necessity. You sent once and again for my necessity. Not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit may abound to your account. Oh, the fruit may abound to your account. And as we give unto the Lord, fruit will abound into our account, more and more, more and more. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord, that we are going to give today to the work of the Lord, that we are going to give with gladness. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you take this offering today and multiply it and may be used, O Lord, the way you want it to be used. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. Daylight savings time today, right? So we're an hour earlier than normal. Is everybody awake? All right. I'll bet some people aren't awake still. Okay. So we're going to have a little testimony time. Anybody got a testimony this morning? I'll share a little bit. There's a lot going on in this new administration that I think we should be aware of. We should look into power to control people. More and more and more. Right? The Antichrist system is rising. I see it daily. Okay. I don't know if we have any testimony. Did you have your hand up, Pamela? No? Okay. I'm starting to look for people now. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad that those of you that are here, we praise God for that. I'm going to start sharing an advertisement with you here. And I believe that this is something that is very, very important. When I was 40 years old, I had at that time lived kind of careless, eating whatever came our way and so on. And we had this couple in our church, Bob and Rita Jackson. And they were into health food and eating right. And they began to talk to me, and I thought, you know, this is crazy. But I did change my way of eating, and it has paid off, and I praise God for that. As we are moving in to the end times, and we are moving into some very difficult times, we need to look at our health. And I found out that basically God has given us two items that we need for our health. One is water, and the other is salt. And you can see that on the screen up there, and I have this book here, Salt. This book was written by a medical doctor. I believe he is Jewish. I could be wrong. David Bromstein, either German or Jewish. But in it, he has written up very well from a medical viewpoint what salt will do. And in this book, he simply shares this, that most of our diseases that we have today, for example, like we have high blood pressure, we got diabetes, we got heart problems, and a number of different diseases are caused because of lack of salt. Salt is a weapon. I shared that several times. And about 100 years ago or so, the people that were in power decided to deprive people on the earth of real salt. And we got the table salt we have today, which has two components, chloride and sodium. It's very salt. It pours very nicely. But it is missing more than 90 minerals that God created in the oceans for our bodies. And by having deprived that, you die early, you get sick early, you don't feel good, and you have all kind of problems. I run across this here. And so I'm encouraging everyone that are here and everyone that is watching us today to purchase this book. It will change your life. And we're praising God that we can share that with you. Let me say this. This is what the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart. As we move into some difficult times, you are not going to be able to have medical attention like we think we should have. And by being healthy, you will be able to weather the beginning of the tribulation time better than if not. We have stocked up, and I suggest that people stock up. There's an address here where you can buy this. We are not selling the salt. We can order it for people here in the church. But you should have at least 20 pounds on hand. Because when things begin to come down, you are not going to be able to get a lot of different supplies. So that is my recommendation, that you order yourself a bag of this. If you live in Europe, you can call them up, write them, and see what will happen. and where you can get it. I do know that in Europe, matter of fact, this salt is coming from Europe, it's coming from France. So they have it in Europe. All right, so much for that. We're now going to get into our prayer time, and also I want to read a letter. It's coming while I'm preaching. I'm going to read out of it later. You got it on the screen? Well, this is the book that I'm going to be using. I have a copy here in my sermon, so I will be talking more to you about that as I preach. Let me read to you a letter now that came in this week. And this letter is from India. And I read this here. Thanks for your regular information from Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. First of all, I am not aware that how you got my email address that you started sending me this email. Because there's so many spam this day that you are always fearful to open them. But I would like to thank you that you are inspiring me so much with your regular emails that I felt like writing to you. Why am I writing you is because the first part of your email, Plan of Salvation, is always reminding me that my most important duty is to share the gospel. He says, I live at the cutting edge of the world at India-Pakistan border in the Punjab state. And the main borderline is just 15 miles away from my hometown. That is known as Dera border section. I have a couple of churches in this area. And then the major city of Punjab, known as Amritsar, has another border, Wagana border. I have a few churches in this area also. But Wagna border in Amritsar district is 45 miles away from my hometown. And then he simply signs off here. His name is Aaron Kumar Das. And he's a pastor. So, praise God, we are not having maybe a direct broadcast into Pakistan because of the time frame. But they are writing us, and they are aware of what we're doing. We got a prayer request here. This is Carol's sister-in-law. This is Carol West, for not to lose a job in San Jose. The economic conditions have caused the company to lay off people. And most of all, she needs salvation. Her husband, Carol's brother Bill, needs to return to the Lord. He's in a backsliding condition. So let this be a need by let this be a time when they will seek the Lord as we pray for them. So let's come forward and have a prayer time right now. And Thomas, will you pray for Carol's sister-in-law? And I'm going to ask you, Lois, if you will pray for this Pastor Aaron Kumar Das in Pakistan.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for your blessing and your word that tells us my people perish for lack of knowledge, Lord. And we don't want to be guilty of that, so we thank you for the knowledge that's coming forth to us, that we can be in the light and that we can also shed light in the world. And we thank you, Father, for our blessings. We appreciate the rain that we've had. We appreciate the way that you've met our needs, that we've lived in abundance, Lord. I'm 49 years old, and I've never gone without. And that is a testimony to the way you provide for us. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I want to pray this prayer for Carol's sister-in-law. And we've already prayed that you would preserve jobs for those of us that walk in the light. And I thank you, Father, for preserving her job. there's a lot of cuts being made daily in the marketplace, but you can sustain your people. And more than that, Lord, that you would work on Carol's brother, who's in a backslidden condition, Lord. He is the one that is supposed to be leading. And we bring him up to you that he would, that you would shine a light in his life, that he would be able to receive the gift of repentance and be renewed, and that his eyes would be opened to the darkness that he's living in. And we thank you for that to happen, Lord. And we thank you for a good report coming back. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up Aaron Kumadas in India, Father, who was gracious enough to write to us and let us know that he was able to receive information from us. Father, we know that he is in a very hot spot there in that area between India and Pakistan in the Punjab area. And there are lots of hot spots in the earth today, Lord, as you know. And some of them you're making hot. So, Father, we thank you that no matter what happens in the world and with the world, you are stable. You are there constantly observing everything and controlling everything that you want to control. And, Father God, we know that your protection is over Aaron, and we know that it's over his family, and that you will watch out for him, and that you will protect him because he's your servant, and he's serving you there. And Father, no matter what happens, he belongs to you. Father, we thank you for him. We thank you for the witness he is there in that dark land. There are many wonderful native missionaries in India now doing wonderful gospel work, Lord, and they're saving many people. We thank you for them, and we pray for all of them that you would strengthen them and encourage them, Lord God, and that we would continually strive to support these people that have less than we do. Thank you, Father, for everything that he is doing for you in the kingdom, and thank you, Lord, for supporting him and holding up his courage to continue to preach the gospel as he's doing. And bless him, Lord. Bless his family. And let them know that they are dearly loved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the rains that we had this last week. And Father God, you know that our reservoirs are getting filled, but we're still not up to what we need to be, Lord. And we thank you that right now as we speak, that you're giving again orders to your holy angels, who are in charge of the winds and the weather, to gather up the water, to gear their stuff up, Lord, and to give us at least two more good rain, Father God, that will fill us up to the brim, that will show the people there is a living God. And regardless of weather modification and all kind of things that people have been trying to do to destroy the earth and to manipulate, that should be simply void, and they would stand and say, we don't understand it. We're using all our equipment. Nothing is working for us because God's holy angels are in charge. And they can undo anything that evil men will try to do. And we thank you, Father God, that we will have some abundant rains coming in here in California. We lift up the farmers, not only California, but in America and the rest of the world. Father God, these are the men and the women that are producing the food, that are growing it, that we might have to eat. And we pray again, Father God, that the world government will be trying to destroy the farmers, destroy the growth, that again you will simply destroy this evil work And despite their planning, give us some food, Father God. Not because we deserve it, but of grace. We thank you, Father, we prayed last week for lower gasoline prices. We thank you in the greater Sacramento area that prices have been staying low and crept downward, not upward. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we pray for our nation, Vatnaya, that, Father God, you will have mercy upon us. That, Father, you will forgive us as we have sinned greatly against you. And, Lord, as the president is lifting now with stem cell research, taking away the conscious clause for doctors and nurses not to do abortion, we ask you, Father, forgive us as a nation. Don't hold it against us, Lord. And, Father, we remind you that only 50% of the eligible voters voted for this administration. The rest of us did not, Lord. And we ask for mercy for us. We thank you now, Lord, for moving upon us, healing us, guiding us, and leading us. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who agreed said, amen. And amen. You may be seated. I'd have the outlines handed out.